All right, let's get ready to hear the word this morning. And, you know, one of the things that people have commented about Word of Grace is that they don't know who the pastor is. And that's because we have everybody participating and doing different things. Okay, and that's the way it's supposed to be, where each part does its work, okay, in the body. Each one has a role. We've been served wonderfully by each of them, the worship team, the ones with the offering, and Austin with prayer. And this morning, Sunit is going to come and give and share God's word with us. Let's give him a warm welcome. Woo!
Thank you, Colin. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for guiding me with the Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, and showing me the word to preach to each individual here, Father, Lord. And I really want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me this privilege to honor you and to be used for the preaching of your word. I pray for this moment, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you come down here, Father, Lord, in our midst. And I pray that you prepare each one of our hearts who is sitting here, Father, Lord. I pray that you open our hearts to receive your word. And I, as you said that your word is a double-edged sword, Lord, let it pierce deep into our hearts, Father, Lord, and help us not to go alone, but to take your word, be encouraged, and leave this place, Father, Lord. And I pray for much of your blessings and guidance of the Holy Spirit, and help us to focus on your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just want to share that after 14 years, I met my friend, my BTEC classmate, who has come here after a very long time. Shall we give him a warm welcome? His name is Pratap, so I'm very happy to see him here. Okay. So, I'd like to say a word, Usain Bolt. So, what comes to your mind when we talk about him? Sorry? Right. And? I'm just looking for the word. Yes? Right? Yes? Exactly. So, it is the race. He's very famous for running the race, right? He's an 8-time gold medalist for the Olympics, and he's a Jamaican sprinter. So we would be looking closely to what the Bible teaches us of running the race. You know, the Bible, it compares our Christian way of living the life to running the race. Okay? So what are the things that come to your mind when we think about running the race? What are some of the terms? I think most of us have participated in running the race, like long race or short relays, right? So what are the things that you...
Stamina.
Exactly. And?
Endurance.
Correct. Yes?
Persistence.
Right.
Perseverance.
Yes, great. Sorry?
Practice.
Yes, practice. So all these things are very much needed for us to finish the race, to run the race. We need to be prepared, practice. We need endurance. We need strength, stamina. Dear friends, so I'm very happy that every one of us know what we need in order to run the race, right? So at this time, I'd like to encourage all of us, even though we know, let's be open to the Holy Spirit, which will guide us and bring the truths from this passage onto the surface, so that we would just see them once again, be encouraged, so that it would help us in running the race in our Christian way of life. Let us turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, the first three verses. Hebrews 12, the first three verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the perfecter, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now, the beginning of the chapter gives a hint to look into the chapter before. Therefore, right? This is what we learned in IDT. So, therefore. So, when we look into the chapter 11, let us not go and look into the chapter because we do not have time. So, I just want to give an intro that chapter 11 talks about the Hall of Faith. And also, we call it as the Heroes of Faith. So, it talks about all individuals who have finished their race that God has called them for. And they have accomplished some great works in their lives because they have persevered in running the race with faith. So I was just going through this passage, and I have just listed down the five different things that we really require in order to run the race and finish the race. The first one is encouragement. We all really need encouragement in some part of our race. And when we look into this verse, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, right? These cloud of witnesses are nothing but the people of the past whose lives we are just going through the Bible, which increases our faith in God. They're constantly encouraging us in running the race. I just want us to imagine that we are running the race, and you might also have gone through this point where your body is not willing to move further. You're completely broken down, you know. Your body is not cooperating with you in running further. This is a point where you're completely exhausted, drained out, all your carbohydrates are gone. That's when your fat starts to burn, right? And that's the time when you really need a genuine encouragement. That's when you really need a push. That is where you hit the wall. So these cloud of witnesses, I'm going to relate it to the church, the body of Christ, that is you and me. Every one of us must be responsible for each other's, in each other's race. We need to constantly encourage each other, right? Do you agree with me? Yes. So we need to encourage each other in running the race. But how do you encourage when you do not know the reason for encouragement? So for that to happen, we need to be open in discussing about our spiritual weaknesses with each other, right? We all have a good relationship with each other. That's really good. But in order this to happen, we need to have a deeper relation of talking about our spiritual weaknesses so that one would be available to help us out in combating our spiritual weaknesses and encouraging us. And I really think this is the area where we as a church need to grow. We need to develop deep relationships. We need to talk about our spiritual activities, our spiritual growth as well. And if you just turn to Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, 24, 25. It talks about the encouragement from the church. It says, let us consider how we may spur each other on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So the Bible itself encourages us that we need to encourage each other in running the race. We need to spur one another, right? As a church, shall we be radical Christians, not just having a surface level relationship, but go into deeper relationships? So I really encourage all of us, including me, to have deeper relationships with each other. The second one is getting rid of your own weight, which hinders you from running. Can we imagine running the race with a heavy load or a heavy backpack on your back? And if you tie a rope to your legs, do you imagine running like that? You will be the first one to win the race, right? No, never. You can't even imagine. It's just foolishness of you running like that. You can't even walk. Dear friends, when we continue to this passage, it says, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Throw off everything that hinders. Everything here, it resembles to the backpack, the weight that you have when you're running the race. So everything, it includes good things as well as bad things as well. Right? Not necessarily bad things all the time, but good things as well. And most of us, I really believe that we do not know what are the things that are hindering us from running the race. You may be ignorant or you may be innocent about this. And we really need to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in knowing what are the areas that you need to, you know, pray for, to be prayed for, so that you would break those chains in order to move forward. So I was just going through this, and some of the things just struck my mind, like time management. How are we managing our time? Are you spending more time in the office? Are you not spending time at all with your family? That's really bad. If you're spending good time with your family and neglecting the time with God, even that is bad. You know, just try to look into this and prioritize what is really important for you, your spiritual life or your earthly life. Managing your time is a very fundamental and very strong thing that we face as a big challenge. We also have different things like watching TV. I'm not saying these are bad. These are good, but, you know, watching TV, surfing the net, you know, FB, WhatsApp, etc. Playing games on your mobiles. These are all good, but try to keep a watch on that. If it is really killing your time, if you are spending much time in that rather than spending on your spiritual growth, then, dear friends, this is a time that you really need to reflect. Sit in a corner, just reflect upon your spiritual life. Think about the things that are causing you hindrances. If you are a shopaholic, right? Windows shopping or normal shopping, just go. Don't buy anything, but just think about that. And relationships. And many people are smiling, so I think that is a major hurdle, I think, shopping. We also have relationships which must be taking much of your time. You know, building relationships is what we are called for in this earth. God told us to make relationships, and that is really good. But just think about having great relationships with many people, but not really having good relationships with those who are committed in running the race. If you spend more time in choosing friends who are committed in running the race along with you, that will really make a great impact in your race. So think about that. And apart from these things, we also have the bad things. Galatians 5th chapter talks about the fruits of the Spirit. So just opposite to the fruits of the Spirit, we have the weeds that really hinder us in running the race. You know, can we quickly turn to Galatians 5:19? It talks about the bad things like sexual immorality. You know, sin, I would say the secret things of your heart, the secret things of a heart. It will really lead you nowhere. It will destruct us from deep within. And that's the area where we really do not want to discuss with each other. And that is a fundamental, you know, issue with each one of us in running the race. Sexual immorality. Dear friend, let me tell you, if you're having an addiction to gambling, there you are. You need to pray about that. If you have alcoholic addiction, you know, even having desire to have drunkenness, then that is not good. If you are addicted to watching pornography, dear friends, let me tell you that it will lead you nowhere. Avoid it. And you really need the help of the Holy Spirit in breaking these chains. We have impurity, bad thoughts, dear friends, bad thoughts about each other, idolatry. If you are making something more precious than Jesus in your life, that is nothing but you're creating idols and worshiping that idol. Witchcraft, hatred, jealousy, no selfish behavior, envy, you know, anger, controlling our anger, that's a major issue. Many of us struggle. You know, we shout at our partners, our wives, our husbands. That's where I really think most of us need to grow in this. Let us see what Galatians 5:16 says. Galatians 5:16, it says, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. We have a solution. We know what is right. The only thing is we need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. Dear friend, let me tell you, when you are undergoing any temptation to sin, you always have the Holy Spirit telling you that this is not right. And it is really difficult for us to accept that, accept the Holy Spirit telling you, but instead, most of us end up giving into the sin, listening to your own self. Just give it a try. Try listening to the Holy Spirit. And that will really create great and mighty things that you could accomplish in the future. We really need to spend time in asking the Holy Spirit. And when you discuss about these weaknesses that you really struggle with each other, you can choose one or two people whom you can be accountable with. And when you pray over this, the chains will break loose. The next thing is running the race with perseverance. Running the race with perseverance, what does it develop? Any answers? It develops character, right? God gives us challenges in our lives. We go through difficult times, rough patches in our life, and God will only discipline us. Because He loves us, He disciplines us. Let us be open to this. Let us accept this. When you look at James 1, 2 to 4, James chapter 1, 2 to 4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of the Spirit, testing of your faith, produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So these trials and temptations are necessary for us in order to persevere through faith and gain confidence. And that's when you really put your trust in God, God will surely increase your faith so that you will be able to fight the battle and come through the situation. We also have James chapter 1, 12th verse, which says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. God is also rewarding us with the crown of life when we persevere through these tests. Let us take the example of Noah. Noah, God called him to build this huge boat. Noah never saw or never heard of rain before. Right? And even his house is not near to the ocean or the sea. He never must have seen the water, but still, he persevered, even though it was a very tough job for him in building the ark. So he put his faith, he trusted God, and God has improved his faith so that he persevered in building this. Dear friends, let me tell you, if there might be someone that God might be asking you to forgive, a brother or a sister who is constantly teasing you, it is very difficult to forgive. Because I have myself gone through this situation where it was very difficult for me to forgive that person. But let me tell you, give it a try. Just trust in God. Trust in God and forgive them. Release forgiveness. And that's when you see God will improve your faith and God will unlock new doors for you to step into to accomplish great and mightier things. The next thing we'll talk about is, where is your focus? When we continue in this passage, we see that fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. So we are not running alone in this race, in the walk of our Christian life. We're not running alone. We are all running together. We are all with each other. We are helping, encouraging each other. And we also have Jesus, who has already accomplished this, running the race. He finished the race. He endured all of the difficulties, the rough patches that he has been through. And finally, he has accomplished. Shall we look at verse 3, Hebrews 12, verse 3, which says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Dear friends, Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He has accomplished finishing the race with perseverance. He was just an ordinary man when he came down on this earth. He wants to give us an example, set us an example where we would imitate him. So we can also take the example of Peter walking on water, right? That's a great example. When Peter fixed his eyes on Jesus, when he stepped out of his boat and stepped onto the water, he felt solid ground. He did not look into the water, but he was fixing his eyes on Jesus and he stepped out and he was able to walk on water. But as soon as he fixed his eyes on the circumstance, on the water that he was walking on, that's when he started drowning. Dear friends, let me encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Once you drift your focus on your circumstance that you're going through right now, the difficult time, that's when you lose your faith. So I would encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus. The last thing is inspiration. So what kind of inspiration Jesus got in order to endure all these difficulties, the opposition from the sinners, the pain that he has undergone on the cross, the shame, the insults that he has faced? What is the inspiration that he got? Right? The verse says, "The joy of Jesus, which he set before his eyes, gave him the endurance." So what is this joy? The joy that you and me will be into his kingdom, his sons and daughters, and that we will be with him in eternity praising. That's what Jesus set his eyes on, and which has given him a great encouragement, a boost, a hope that he was able to complete finishing the race. Dear friends, let me encourage you to have this hope in front of your eyes so that you would be able to finish the race with perseverance, that one day when we leave this world, we will enter eternity with Jesus in heaven, everlasting. There's no pain, there's laughter, there's joy every time for the ages. That's a great encouragement that Jesus is giving us. So these are the five things that we really need to build upon. The first thing, encouraging. Encouraging yourself is also the most fundamental thing. When we look at Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do everything through him who gives me the strength." So you need to encourage yourself in running the race, and also the church. We all need to be a part of each other's race so that we would encourage each other. Encouragement, give it a try. Let us strive to be encouragers for each other. The next thing is getting rid of hindrances. Identify. If you are not aware of, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to know what are the things that you are struggling with. And for this, you really need the help of the Holy Spirit. Spend some time reflecting upon your spiritual life. This is very much needed in our spiritual life. Running the race with perseverance. When difficult times come into our lives, we need to put your trust in Jesus, and He would impart much faith in us so that we would persevere in the faith. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith who has already accomplished this race. And the final thing is inspiration. Draw your inspiration by setting your eyes on heaven above in eternity. So I hope this message has really encouraged each one of us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I really want to thank you, Jesus, for giving us this word, Father Lord, to be encouraged and to encourage each other in our lives. Lord Jesus, I pray especially for those who are struggling with deeper levels of sin, Father Lord, who are not able to come out, who are into the deepest pits in sin, Father Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, would you lay your hands upon them, Father Lord. Dear friend, I pray that you open your heart right now. The power of the Holy Spirit is available with us. Open your heart. Confess with your mouth about the sins that you are struggling with. Holy Spirit, would you lead them? I pray that you break the chains of the darkness, of the whole strongholds of the darkness that are into their lives, Father Lord. Break the chains. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your lives. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your lives, and you will be transformed. Dear friend, listen to the Holy Spirit when you face the temptation hereon. Listen to the Holy Spirit, even though it is very difficult for you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Give away. Don't draw into the temptation. Don't draw into the sin. We get temptations that is not different than each other. We all get the same kind of temptations. You need to fight it. You need to combat it. And God will strengthen you when you ask God to help you. Lord Jesus, I also pray, Father Lord, for those who are having difficult situations in life, Father Lord, as they are going through right now. I pray, Father Lord, much of your grace upon us. Help us, Father Lord, to put our focus on you, Lord Jesus, to fix our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. We are weak, Father Lord, but in you we are strong. Help us to focus on you, Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus, so that we would be able to face all the hardships, Father Lord, and come through that successfully, Father Lord, and give you all the glory and honor. Lord Jesus, and you are a great example for us who have accomplished finishing the race, Father Lord. You have endured. You have suffered a lot, which no one can, Father Lord, even to the bloodshed, Father Lord. Lord Jesus, help us to be your imitators, Father Lord. Help us to be your imitators. Help us to realize, to prioritize what is important for us, the earthly things or the spiritual things that will lead us to eternity. The worldly things will lead us nowhere. Dear friends, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Prioritize. Prioritize your things. Lord Jesus, I pray for your grace, for your love and mercy upon each one of us, Father Lord. And as we leave this place now, Father Lord, I pray that you lead us by your Spirit so that we would be able to combat this, and in our Christian way of living, that we would be able to encourage each other and finish the race with endurance and get the crown of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sunith, for that word. which we can apply to our lives straight away. You know, there was so much good content in there. And, you know, just before we end this morning, what I ask you all to just bring to mind, it says, put aside everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Can you think of one thing this morning that is hindering you, not anybody else, you, in running that race? What is it that is hindering you? You know, just think about it for yourself. You know, where you could have had time to feed on God's word or to pray or to do things, but you're, you know, maybe it's TV or Facebook or something that's hindering you from persevering in the race. Think of one thing, each one, you know. And decide right now you're going to put it aside. Okay? That's a commitment you're making with the Lord today. And there are also sins that so easily entangle us. Is there a sin that is keeping you from running that race with perseverance? You say, Lord, help me to get rid of that sin, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And let's remind ourselves, you know, there's a whole cloud of witnesses cheering us on. We've got a great race to run. Others have gone before us. Yeah, we are now on the racetrack. It's your time to run. Don't let anything come in the way of running that race for Jesus. Let's run for Him. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Let's enjoy some cool drinks, some chips, fellowship with one another. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next week.